Good morning, Giants fans. How you doing? I had to think of what song was appropriate for all of you. And I do like this song. You can't argue that the first two NSYNC albums are better than any like boy band pop albums of the last, I don't know, 20 or so years. I mean, come on. Who was better than NSYNC at that time? Who was better than NSYNC at that time? Well, yeah. Yeah. What? You know why? Because I didn't put it on.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't even put Linda on.
Thank you. There we go.
See, that's the thing. See, I don't want the other people to have any time to talk. Like you idiots said, all I want to do is talk. And now I'm going to talk to you. This is Point of Order. It is Sunday, 11:02 a.m., January
15th?
15th. Sure, whatever. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Linda Peralta.
Jay Bogdan is busy being busy. So, and it's not because he told me to tell you guys, it's not because he's a Giants fan that's upset, but it's because he's actually busy today. And I know my inflection there made it sound like he's a Giants fan that's upset, but all Giants fans are upset. And you have every right to be upset. I think I predicted 31-13 is what I said. Ah, so close. 38-13. I know they didn't hang 40 on you like I thought they would, but God damn did they come close, Giants fans. And the terrible Sunday that I had leading up to that.
It was a pretty bad Sunday.
It was a pretty bad Sunday, and all I kept saying was, the Giants have to win. No. No. They don't have to win. They have to lose. I kept saying that. The Giants have to win in my head. They have to win. They have to win. I wanted them to win so badly for you. So badly for you. As I was rubbing my stone, my amulet, my energy crystal.
That sounds really strange.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about my dick, everybody, all right? That's where all my energy comes from. But here's this. Here's what I'm going to tell you. When you don't score 20 points for 6 weeks in a row, you're garbage. And now you have the all that work. All that fun shit, all those good times, all you got was an extra 7 days of football and a 20th overall pick. How does that fucking feel, idiots?
And probably a bill for the hole that...
And a bill for the hole. A bill for the hole that your star receiver, four receptions, 28 yards, your star receiver caused... Because he's a molly-taking asshole of a human being. He's like, if you have shit in your ass and you take that shit out and you make a shit snowman out of it and you put gloves on it, he's that. And he runs down the field and drops three easy passes. Four, maybe. It could have been... How many passes did Brandon Marshall drop throughout the season? How many passes did Odell Beckham Jr. drop when it counts? And shout out to former host of this show, Steve McGrath, for saying what we all know to be true now. He's a warm-weather wide receiver, my friends. He can't catch in the cold. Can't play in the cold. Can't deal with the cold. Just like your team. Oh, that great defense. Oh, that great defense. How about Landon Collins doing the mannequin challenge in the end zone when Aaron Rodgers hurled that 80-yard bomb in your fucking face? Right to it. That broke your backs. And you all know, oh, one play. No, that broke your fucking backs. And you all know it did. They had no coming back from that. And then Aaron Rodgers knew that he broke your back. See, this is not a show about me being right. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, a little bit.
Okay, sure. I'm not going to do that. This is a show about you being wrong. Wrong. Wrong in your fandom. Wrong in your choice of team. Garbage. You're garbage. You're the Yankees to me of football. You're the Yankees to me of football. You're trash. You're too super. Oh, my two Super Bowls. Yeah, I could see that right after American Pickers and right before American Pickers on the History Channel. Okay? So shut the fuck up about your two fucking Super Bowls. I'm so sick of your sniveling asses. Garbage. You're all garbage. You're frauds. You're losers. You're scum. You're shit. And you are where you deserve to be, watching real teams play football.
Apparently, they also trashed their charter plane.
Trash the charter plane. Trash that charter plane. Trash that charter plane. Do it. I guess the kid diddler that is your coach didn't have a plan for the Packers, huh? I guess that noodle arm scum that is your quarterback didn't have a plan for the Packers. I guess run up the middle, Paul Perkins didn't have a plan for the Packers. I guess that garbage offensive line that I've been calling garbage all year didn't have a plan for the Packers. I guess that overrated secondary, that trash shit, Jackrabbit's in. Andrew, you listening? Jackrabbit's in. Ooh, he's in. He's gonna be NYPD Blue. That show sucked, and so does your team. How about that? How about that shit? How about it? And I know if any Giants fan is listening, you don't have the balls. You don't have the balls to do this with me today. 718-928-9732. You don't have the balls to do this with me today. Call in. Defend your shit squad. Defend your lingerie football team. Defend them. I know what my team is. Whoever, it was the Jets. All your defense is that the Jets stink. You stink. Don't you understand? You didn't score 20 points 7 weeks in a row. You don't win playoffs. You don't win the playoffs like that. Oh, our defense is going to take us there. Only two defenses in the last 2,000 years have won Super Bowls based on their defense. The Broncos of last year and the 85 Bears. And you can make a case for the 2000 Ravens, too, who, by the way, beat the Giants. So I'm just telling you something. That's all I'm doing. We're having a conversation here. Though it as one-sided as it seems, I want you to call in. I want to hear your fucking stupid excuses. You know, I want to hear it. I want to hear your dumbass bullshit.
What were the excuses?
I didn't hear any excuses. I heard quiet. All I heard was LMAO, LMAO, oh, Jets fan talking shit. That's all I heard from you because you know your team is trash. Your garbage shit organization. I don't give a fuck about McAdoo. I don't give a fuck about Eli Manning or what you think you have. After Odell Beckham Jr., what do you got? What do you got? Call in and tell me what you have. 718-928-9732. Ahmed, come on. You got to be up. Somebody's got to be up and laughing to themselves. Yeah, my team does suck. He's right. He's right. You all sound like John Travolta. That's right. You do. Whoa.
That's
Joey Lawrence and John Travolta after watching the Giants game. Whoa, this team sucks. Good. Go.
All right, I'm here.
Come on, let's go.
Joe, listen, I'm not going to defend the Giants, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You got to give credit where credit is due. Aaron Rodgers is the hottest quarterback in the league right now.
I've been saying that for weeks.
I do agree with that. I haven't heard anybody say anything.
I bet against the Giants. I'm not going to defend them. I bet against them. I knew they weren't going to win.
See, that's a gamble.
So give credit to Aaron Rodgers.
I do.
You're ripping the Giants. You haven't said one word about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm getting there. I was going to do 10 on the Giants. I was going to do 10 on the Giants and then 20 on the Packers. I've been about how the Packers and Steelers are going to be in the Super Bowl. Damn it.
That's my bet too, Joe. I hate you. I bet that also.
You like Packers-Steelers?
Packers-Steelers, 18-1.
Wow. Those are good odds.
Man.
Do you mind, you mind me asking what you put down?
I put 200 to 13600.
That's pretty good. All right, Healy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Listen, folks. Okay, I'm not just going to rip the Giants. I'm going to tell you how great Aaron Rodgers is. Because Aaron Rodgers, I always tell people, it's Brett Favre, it's Tom Brady at 1A, and Aaron Rodgers is 2 becoming 1B. I didn't get to see a lot of Joe Montana, okay? Any, really. Steve Young was good.
Did you not put Tom Brady in there?
I said 1A.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's Brett Favre, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. You're not listening to the show that there's nobody. It's only me.
I was just listening.
And not anybody else here. You're not listening to only me. Okay. I will tell you, Aaron Rodgers, what does he have? What is it, like 380 yards and four touchdowns?
362 yards, four touchdowns.
QBR of what, 156?
This doesn't give me the QBR.
Well, what site are you looking at?
I'm looking at NFL.com.
That's why. Go to footballreference.com. Listen, Aaron Rodgers, he's the best. He's the best in the game. There's no quarterback. I don't want Tom Brady right now over Aaron Rodgers. I know people are going to go mad over that statement, but I don't.
He has a QBR of 104.
Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. For the season?
For the season.
Wow. Wow. That should tell you. Can I see Eli Manning's QBR? Can you pull that up?
I can pull that up.
I'll go 62. 62 for Big Bad Eli. The afterbirth. The slither. The slither on the filth.
86.
Okay. Fine. You had the Browns. We had the Browns too. Hey, we beat the Browns, everybody. We beat the Browns.
And the Buffalo Bills for some ridiculous reason.
And the Buffalo Bills. We knocked the Buffalo Bills out. And Rex Ryan's fired, and that's great too. But Aaron Rodgers, yes, Healy, correct. Aaron Rodgers gets all the credit from me. He is a one-man gang. I mean, granted, Devontae Adams, 900 yards this year, 12 touchdowns. Jordy Nelson goes out after what was an illegal hit. You can't lead with the crown of the helmet anywhere on the body, my friends. That was an illegal hit, one. It doesn't matter if it's the ribs, his knees, his foot, his finger, his head. You can't lead with the crown of the helmet. It doesn't work that way. So that should have been a 15-yarder, one. Doesn't matter. Then my 40 points would have came true. But I just want Giants fans to understand something about what they thought or what they think they knew, or, you know, just laughing at me about the Jets. Get over yourselves. You're a bunch of fucking frauds. You're a bunch of fucking losers. Don't you understand? I mean, you really reached there for a team that averaged, their average win was like 4 points. You really reached. And it's sad. It's like Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve, which I thought was great.
Oh, I love her.
But then the shitstorm afterwards, you know, blaming everybody. Why don't you blame your own fucking team? Why don't you put the blame where it counts? That play calling was awful. And then when Eli gets down, you know what Eli does? He forces it, man. Doesn't matter who's down the field. What's the name of that kid that caught that touchdown for them? I don't even know his name. But he looks fast. I'm not going to lie. He looked fast. What was his name?
Tavares King.
Tavares King. Now, you're hanging on to Victor Cruz all your life. Okay, what did Victor Cruz do in that game, Linda?
He had three receptions with 30 yards.
Oh, that'll save you. That'll save you. You're hanging on to Victor Cruz. Why isn't this Tavares King kid doing what Victor Cruz did, but he did it better, you know? Why isn't he your number three? What did Sterling Shepard have, Linda?
Four receptions with 63 yards.
Okay, that was your best. Was that their best receiver all day?
The Tavares King.
The one catch.
He had three receptions with 73 yards.
Okay, you couldn't break 100 on one of the worst secondaries in football. I want you to understand that. And all I heard was your front line. Can I get the Packers rushing stats, Linda? Any rushing there? I don't think there was a lot.
No, it was...
Who was the big?
Kristen Michael. He had... Sorry.
Close what do you have?
Hold on. It's not closing out.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. And also, Aaron.
It was 10 attempts and 47 yards.
That was their leader?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. But you know what killed you, too? The inability to tackle Aaron Rodgers. He was scrambling, bumbling, stumbling, rumbling. He was doing it all. All over your fucking asses. All over your fraudulent shit asses. And, you know, when your team loses your cool, boy, do they lose their cool. They don't know what the fuck is going on over there in Giant Land. I issue this to any Giants fan. Tell me why we should have believed in you at all. Why? Because you beat the Cowboys twice by 3 points, 4 points in two games? Why? Why should we have believed in you? Defend your... You know, I can't defend my season. My season's bad. My team's bad. How about that? My team's bad. Great. My team's bad. Defend your team. Call in and defend your team. 718-928-9732. Because what Healy did was... tell me I'm ripping the Giants, but Aaron Rodgers was great. Yeah, but that's because your team sucks. Go.
Yeah, what you're saying, what you are saying about the Giants is absolutely true, except they're worse than what you're saying. Mm. They're that bad.
Okay.
And the Packers are playing a team that is can't stay on this. It's like what I told you about that horse. It's a different stratosphere. The Packers are in a different stratosphere than the Giants. So that's basically that. Aaron Rodgers, when he faces a team like that, you know, he's licking his fucking chops waiting to face them. However, when he gets, if they beat the Cowboys,
they're going to beat the Cowboys.
I think they are going to beat the Cowboys. I think they are.
This is my father's bold prediction that the Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl, everybody.
The Falcons, let me explain to you about the Falcons, okay? Now, they played the Seahawks. They dismantled the Seahawks. Let's take a look at the fucking Seahawks. Do they have a running game?
No. Well, wait. That kid Procise is good, but he was hurt.
Okay. I'm going to give you that.
Okay.
Now, Russell Wilson, is he
I've been saying this.
Eli Manning?
Yes.
He's much better.
Yes.
Much better.
Yes.
However, without a running game and their defense, their front four sucks.
Yeah, front four is bad.
I don't care what anybody says.
No, yeah.
Sucks.
And their secondary was let down by their front four. The Falcons ran roughshod all over them.
So if you don't get any pressure on Matty Ice, who last year, you know, this is their year where it's all coming together because their running game is a million times better than what they had last year.
Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman.
Yeah, they're a lot better. Not a little better. They're really good.
Okay.
And their front four is underrated.
Okay.
Now, if the Packers happen to beat the Cowboys, which I think they will, and they will go into Atlanta, and they beat Atlanta. They beat Atlanta by 2 points.
Yep.
Earlier in the season.
And that was during the struggle time.
Right. If you look at the Falcons, every game since week 8 has been an over.
Yes.
Every fucking game.
But that's also due to the fact that the Falcons, yes, they score 30 points, but they can also easily give up 24 or 25. And if you go back to the teams that they have given up those points to, it doesn't come from the run. It comes from the big arm. Which,
right.
So, Jordy Nelson is going to miss this week against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Now, if Jordy Nelson is healthy for the Falcons game, you will have the three-headed monster of Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, and Randall Cobb, not to mention their tight end whose name eludes me, and Ty Montgomery, and or is Ty Montgomery on the Giants? No, Ty Montgomery, I think, is on the Packers. And another kid, Andrew something or other, and also that the white man Rosinski, you know, they get white fullbacks that just destroy you, whatever his name is. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm sorry to tell you to burst your bubble. If the Cowboys beat the Packers today, the Falcons will trample the Cowboys. Okay. If the Packers beat the Falcons, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't necessarily think it would be close. I think it would be like 35-24 Packers, something in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
You're
telling me the Packers front four is going to get to Matt Ryan.
No. I'm telling you the Packers front four on offense is going to destroy the Falcons' shoddy secondary.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Because if you get into a shootout with the Green Bay Packers, it's like a couple years ago with the Saints. Brother, you're going to lose.
Not with not the Falcons.
That's fine.
What
was the score of the Packers Falcons game the first time, Lynn? Go back to week 6.
34-32.
Oh, so there you go. That's a shootout that they won.
Right, that was week fucking 6.
This will be week 19. What does that matter? And that's when the Packers were going bad. That's when the Packers were going bad. Now they got the hottest quarterback. It's radio. It's radio.
Okay.
It's radio.
That was before the Packers were going bad.
No, it wasn't.
6 was Seahawks.
What week was it? Week did the Packers play the Falcons?
The week you're looking at, 26-24, was Seahawks-Falcons. I'm looking for when the Packers played the Falcons.
I think it was week 6 or week 8 or something.
Did the Packers even play the Falcons this year, Linda? They didn't play it. I knew it. Okay.
Week 8, 33-32.
33-32 Packers.
Falcons.
The Falcons won.
Oh,
my God. What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
I don't know.
Bye. What are you doing? What are you, like Mike Francesa? You call in here like Mike Francesa, who thinks George Carl is Jerry Sloan on his show? Get to that in a minute, too. That fucking fat, dumb guinea. I hate Francesa. What a douchebag. Okay. Well.
Patriots, Texans? Are we just not going to even?
Well, yeah, that was a lot of fun, that one. I like Steve texting me when it was 16-14, I think, and then the Patriots rattled off 20 straight and didn't give a fuck about anybody. Just didn't. Said, hey, we're the Patriots. You know who we are? Osweiler? You know who we are? We're the Patriots. And I think I said that the Steelers were going to stomp a mud hole in the Dolphins.
30-12 is pretty.
That's a big mud hole, Dolphins fan. One Dolphin fan. I know Ruben didn't watch the season and Danny was trying to talk all this fucking stupid shit. Boy, the Steelers. Listen. Matt Moore got disintegrated. Call in and talk about that hit. 718-928-9732. Matt Moore got his little, became Matt Moore ash. You could have spread Matt Moore all over your lawn after that hit.
Yeah, that was a bad hit.
Whoa. Ooh. That was a great hit. I only wish it could have been Ryan Tannehill who took that hit. Because you would have never seen Ryan Tannehill ever again. His spine would have came out of his body like a Mortal Kombat fatality. Holy shit. Whoa, that would have been great. But what happened? Jay Ajayi. How many yards, Linda? What do you got? Where'd Jay Ajayi do?
Hold on. Jay Ajayi.
Hello?
It's loading.
Loading.
He had 16 attempts, 33 yards.
Dolphins fan. I'm sorry. Le'Veon Bell, please.
29 with 167 yards.
Oh, I see. I see where the discrepancy was in that. 167 is much more than 33. I see. It's like 5 times more, really, when you get down to it. So the Dolphins are another fraudulent organization that just backed their ass into the playoffs, and they suck, and they're never going anywhere. But good for you. Good for you, Adam Gase. That's nice. It's a lot of fun to be a winning loser, I guess. I think Dolphin fans are happy with the fact that they made the playoffs and then got eliminated, which is real.
I mean, honestly,
that's real.
I kind of feel that way now. I want the Jets to just make it to the playoffs.
No. Because if we made it to the playoffs, we'd lose. I want to keep losing and build. Build a team. Set a team up. How about that? How about, Jay, are you going to text me with your stupid fucking statement about the Giants? I have to read on air like some fucking embattled president. I don't want to do that, really. But if you have the statement, text it to me or call me or whatever. So we've had some pretty bad playoff games. I don't think they've been anything to write home about. Seahawks-Falcons was boring. Yeah. The Giants-Packers was great. That game was fun, folks. That was a fun game. What other game? The Steelers and Dolphins, the Patriots and Texans. What else do we have? See, Texans and Raiders, that was a heartbreaker. Because you know the Raiders with
you knew the Raiders won. You could have gone so much further had
with Derek Carr. Yeah, you would have been there. And I feel bad for it because when the Raiders are good, the NFL is good. And I agree with that. I want the old, hard-hitting, angry Raiders, you know? I want those boys. I don't want, you know, the Raiders that just give up when Connor Cook comes in. Which, I understand giving up when Connor Cook comes in. He's Connor Cook. He's not Derek Carr. I completely understand your whole thing there.
Yeah, there's really not been anything. Texans, Raiders, Seahawks, Lions, Steelers, Dolphins.
Yeah.
Packers, Giants.
Yeah. So, now you got...
Today would be Green Bay at Dallas.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then Pittsburgh at Kansas City.
I'm actually more excited for that. That's going to be a good game. Because they have to move the game time back because of harsh snow and inclement weather. See, that's football. That's playoff football. I think every Super Bowl should be played at Lambeau Field. Every Super Bowl should be at Lambeau Field, or we should build a stadium in Greenland or Iceland for them to play in. Every Super Bowl, and should be no fans allowed.
Dallas gives 5.5. That's the spread.
Yeah. Of course, the Cowboys coming in as favorite. They're at home, too.
I guess.
And I forget who brought this up. I think it was Stu Gatz, because it wasn't Lebatard. And I think it was Stu Gatz who said, now that, you know, you took Aaron Rodgers out of the cold and you're bringing him into a warm climate, you know, the guy could throw 7 touchdowns. He doesn't have to worry about weather or anything. See, that's what scares me about Dallas, right? So say, because now the Falcons are, anywhere you go, it's a dome. Falcons or Dallas. Green Bay is going to be playing the Falcons in a dome. Because they have home field advantage. It's Aaron Rodgers' city, man. It's Aaron Rodgers. Where is the Super Bowl this year? Houston?
I have absolutely no
clue. I mean, you got a computer in front of you. Hey, there's a couple of clues. Where is it? I think it's in Houston. Somewhere stupid. I mean, it really should be in a cold weather city.
Well, they try to avoid that.
Well, that's because they suck.
Yeah, they're in Houston.
They're in Houston. A dome. So, I mean, if it does come down to the Packers and the Steelers, that's your best Super Bowl. That is your best Super Bowl. Packers and Patriots is not going to be a good Super Bowl because the Packers are going to fucking wipe the floor with the Patriots if that's the case. I'm sorry. Falcons and anybody is not going to be a good Super Bowl. I don't want to see the Falcons win a fucking thing. I hate Arthur Blank. He looks flinky. He looks all flinked out. He does look flinkied out. Those of you that know what flinky is, you're laughing. A lot of you don't know what flinky is. It's like a heroin addict, druggie. It's like a drug addict. Well, you looked all flinked out.
Oh, lovely.
And what do you want me to do? What would you like? It's hard to talk for an hour by yourself. You understand? Why don't you step up and talk a little bit?
How?
You're doing it with your mouth.
You talk all over me anyway.
Well, it's not going to change. Never going to change. All right, let's go. Let's
Derek
move.
Rose.
Yeah, let's move. We were at the Knicks-Bulls game. Hello.
I know what flinky is.
My father knows what flinky is. That phone call is funny to only two people in this room. There's only two people here. So we were at the Knicks-Bulls game.
We're just not even acknowledge the Philadelphia Knicks game.
Oh, yeah. We could acknowledge that first. So the Sixers played the Knicks. Derrick Rose is missing. Yeah, he was gone. You know, nobody knew where he was.
Nobody knew.
Nobody could get in touch with him. Nobody could call him. His phone was off, and then it came out that Joakim Noah said he would talk to him, and he was okay. It was a family issue. I understand that. We all have families.
Some of us have kids.
Some of us have kids.
Not anyone here.
Nope.
But I think everyone can get to a phone.
Yeah, there's a phone. Well, get to it. It's on you. Or it's, you're an athlete. Your phone is on you.
Or you have someone right next to you that has a phone to make that call.
Your kid has a phone. So he needed his space. I got you. You could have all the space you want in Sacramento next year. You could have all the space you need, my friend. You want to go to Sacramento? You want space? They got a team in Oklahoma City. A lot of space out in Oklahoma. A lot of space out there. Minnesota's got some space. Houston has some space.
That's if he even continues playing basketball.
That's even if you continue playing basketball. Now, I would understand if somebody died in your family. I understand that. If your kid is sick, I understand that. But how hard is it to text, mom died, dad died, kid died?
Just simply, I can't go. I can't make it.
I'll explain later. I can't make it. Because when you're a healthy scratch 15 minutes before tip-off and you were starting 90 minutes before tip-off, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
And we went to the Knick game on Thursday and they lost to the buzzer beater by CJ or TJ McConnell, some piece of shit. And they lose 93, 92, 98, 97. Whatever. By one. They lose by one. And Carmelo Anthony is fed up. He says I'm fed up. And apparently he went on a locker room tirade after that game. Now, I want to know from everybody out there, where's all the heat on Derrick Rose? We sort of just swept this one under the rug. And if Carmelo Anthony did anything resembling that, I mean, all the guy did in the Sixers game is have 27 points, you know? All the guy did when we saw him was have 22, 7, and 6, you know? So if Carmelo Anthony did that, there'd be pitchforks and people with torches going to his house trying to get him murdered. But for Derrick Rose, we sort of just, oh, okay. Oh, you need a little space? Okay. Point guard, only point guard we have because Brandon Jennings is the physical embodiment of doo-doo out of your bowl. Oh, sure. Okay. I don't buy that. And I don't stick with that shit. Cause if Melo did this, oh my God. And people are still on the trade Melo. What are you all kidding? Porzingis hasn't played in the last, we didn't see him.
Nope, we did not.
We didn't get to see him.
And he's
probably not gonna play today against Toronto at 3 p.m. And Jimmy Butler wasn't there. But let me tell you, Bulls fans are salty people. Hey, really? I mean,
well, you are very loud.
I'm very loud. And I'm gonna, you know, when I drop 200 on two tickets, I'm very loud. I paid to be loud. And I'm gonna be loud. I'm gonna yell things like, put your tampon back in, Wade, and get back in the game. To which a young girl looked at me like she just got hit in the head with a penis.
And she laughed afterwards.
But I gave her the look of death. Don't look at me when I'm looking at you. Don't ever look at me when I look at you. That's cause for immediate dismissal from this earth. But I'm telling you something. Bulls fans, boy, all you've had was Jordan. I mean, yeah, Jerry Sloan before that. Oh, my God. Okay, great. All right. But really, before Jordan and after Jordan, what has there been? What has there been for Bulls fans?
They had Derrick Rose.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. But they also didn't build around. They had Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose, who were a force at the time. They also didn't build around those two guys. They just thought, hey, well, those two guys are going to take us places. You know, it's, again, building around. And I think Jerry Colangelo, I believe, or is he the GM of the White Sox? He's either the GM of the Bulls or the GM of the White Sox. Can you look that up? Who's the GM of the Bulls? I feel like it's Jerry Colangelo. But, I mean, Bulls fans like looking at me like, we're not the biggest market in the world, you know? Like,
Jerry Colangelo is the
what is he?
Special advisor to the Philadelphia Sixers.
Oh, he was with the Bulls for a long time, Jerry Colangelo. Can you look him up, though? Can you, like, look up his thing?
Yeah, I'm
Wikipedia Colangelo. And I'm just curious, like, if the Chicago Bulls didn't draft Michael Jordan, okay? Let's say they went Sam Bowie. Let's just say they did. Or the Trailblazers, I'm sorry, the Trailblazers went Jordan instead of Bowie. Where would you be? I mean, really, one pick changes everything. I understand that. Now, that's history, rewriting history and all that. But what have the Bulls done since then? You get knocked out of second round playoff games? I mean, so what? Let me ask Bulls fans this. And I mean, they were real salty at me. I mean, I was really giving it to them, but they were real, real salty at me. What makes you different from the Atlanta Hawks? I mean, really? What makes you different from them? What makes you different from the Portland Trailblazers? I mean, yeah, you ruled the NBA for 6 years. But remember, it took the Detroit Pistons to have you do that, the bad boy Pistons. You couldn't get past them, and when you finally got past them, that's when you started winning. But I'm just saying, like, Chicago fans, next to Yankee fans, next to Philly fans, and for some reason, national fans, too. Nats fans now are, like, out of their minds when...
How much did they spend on Bryce Harper?
$13
million. Oh, okay.
It's arbitration.
Okay.
And, I mean, really, what have you won in the last decade? You know? I mean... Yeah, the Yankees got one. The Phillies got one in 2008, was it? Was it 2008? Maybe 2007 or 2008.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Okay. And then 8 years of garbage. And then the Yankees, 8 years of garbage.
I mean, and then, we could talk about where have your team been, but okay.
Well, we went to the World Series 2 years ago. Okay.
But you haven't won.
That's fine. That's fine. But we're on the upswing. I'm talking about, like,
and so are we.
But like the Nationals. Everybody's telling me about the Nationals every fucking year for the last four fucking years. Dusty Baker's an awful manager, okay? Knocked out in the first round. God, garbage. I mean, come on. Please. Please. And now Cubs fans, like, out of their minds. You didn't win in a century. A century. And now you're out of your minds. I mean, like, you think you're going to win again? Oh. Okay. The earth shifted and let you have one. Donald Trump got elected too, you know? maybe you won maybe Donald Trump won because the Cubs won. You ever think about that? Maybe Cubs fans, maybe you did this. Maybe you did this personally. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. On my road trip to Philly, I saw a lot of Trump signs, like pro Trump.
Yeah.
It was a little nerve wracking.
Well, it should be. It should be. When I went up to Vermont, I mean, it was nothing but Trump signs. And I'm, you know, the general consensus of Vermont is, come on down, smoke some weed, antiques. Not really.
We didn't go through Vermont that way.
Not really. Not really all that. But what I just want, like, it got me thinking. Like, I thought about the next day, like, where do Bulls fans get the balls to talk? Go ahead.
They did do that. And now we all have to pay the price for the Cubs winning the World Series. You're absolutely 100% right. I've been thinking that for a long time. I just didn't want to say it. You said it for me. You were the first to say it. It should be the Jeopardy question at the end of the show.
Final Jeopardy. Why did Donald Trump win the presidency?
Yes.
And the answer is, what is the Cubs?
Yeah. What is the Cubs? Yes. Just as stupid as the... remember when we were watching it the other night? And they had some stupid fucking answer, and Alex Trebek had to explain it to the guy with the bow tie.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I remember that. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. You know- okay. That was a lot of fun there to rehash 3 nights ago. But honestly, though, I mean, what do Bulls fans have to brag about? After Jordan? I mean, what do you really have to brag about? Well, before Jordan? It's shocking to me. And the Knicks fans, we get so much flack, you know? And yeah, it's true. We're poorly run. It's a poorly run ownership, okay? It's a poorly run team. But we're getting better. And we're moving in the right direction. I think we're going to beat the Raptors today. I think the Raptors, another overrated organization. We're never going to get anywhere. That's fine, no? But really, I don't get it. Like, every other sport, like, and I know dudes, motherfuckers were from New York who were Bulls fans because of Jordan. Because, you know, because of his shoes and his shoes he doesn't even wear, and shoes everybody's killing themselves for, killing other people for in malls.
Well, you have to also understand, guy wears Shaqs. And you're growing up, and that's, you probably watch, like, people of that age group probably watch more Bulls games than Knicks games.
Yeah, but not when Bulls and Knicks was a highly contested rivalry.
No, I understand that. But at the time when the Knicks were not doing so hot and the Bulls were the Bulls, it was Jordan. Everyone wanted to be Jordan.
The Knicks were in the playoffs every year those years. What are you talking about?
But it's not the same. Like, I was talking to my brother about it, and he's like 35, and therefore, like, he was like, everyone was a Bulls fan.
I wasn't.
Well,
I'm 28. I wasn't a Yankees fan. I wasn't a Bulls fan. I wasn't a Warriors fan. I wasn't a Patriots fan. I wasn't any type of bandwagon dick rider. I don't do that. I'm a Mets, Jets, Knicks, Manchester United fan. That's it. I don't watch other teams. I think sports is boring when those other teams aren't playing except for soccer, because I could watch most teams play because it's beautiful. I could watch Hull City play Middlesbrough and not have a problem. I like that. But, you know, watching the Patriots Texans yesterday was like getting a root canal. It was awful. It was awful. Seahawks Falcons was awful. That's what people don't understand. I don't give a fuck about baseball. I don't give a fuck about the world. I watched two innings of that World Series.
Yeah, because I forced you.
Because you forced me. I don't give a flying fuck.
I do. I can watch pretty much any
sports. I love sports. I love the idea of sports. I love theater. I love the idea of it being live theater. But I want my teams to be on the stage. I don't want to see anybody else's teams on the stage. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And the fact is that no matter how hard you try, you know, to tell me hockey is this or football is that, football, American football, and I said it last week or 2 weeks ago, football, I know I said it on Christmas Day, is an awful sport. It's for the ignorant. It's for the colluded of the brain. Those that have no idea what they're talking about or what they're doing. Football is boring. I hate it. I don't like watching it. I mean, I'll give you the Packers Cowboys. There were like six teams I'll watch. But you got a league full of 32 teams. I'm not watching 26 of them. So football kind of sucks.
Unless you have anything on it, fantasy, football.
Money.
Or money.
Money, yeah. But even then, I'll just watch tickers. I won't always watch it. I mean, it's just like...
No, I enjoyed the red zone when I had a fantasy football team.
Yeah, whatever. But I just don't understand. Like, football is really... Football's NASCAR without a car, to me. That's really what it is. I mean, I hate... Like, if there's one thing... If you gave me three things to get rid of in life, it would be NASCAR, the Midwest, and probably Reebok. Because who wears Reebok?
It's a very,
Wears Reebok? Three things, not like, you know, just like, I would get rid of the middle of the country. And we'd have
California,
New York down to Florida. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rhode Island down to Florida, Canada, top of Canada, down to Texas. And then everything else, would there be just nothing in the middle? You want to go out there and farm and raise again and 18, you know, like discover gold? There'd still be gold out there. We'd be prosperous. Things would be great, you know? There'd be, you know, and guns would be another one. I'd probably get rid of guns.
Oh.
I know. You went shooting the other day and loved it.
It was
interesting. I don't mean guns in the sense that, you know, you would have to have the papers and you'd have to be mentally competent to have a gun. That's all. I mean, I don't think that's too hard to ask.
I agree with
you. I mean, I don't think that's too difficult to ask. But you got people, some in uniform, walking around with not being non-corpus mentis. And, you know, you just let that happen. But that's okay. But I don't want to get into that because we're not that type of show. Let's talk about Everton and Manchester City. what just happened. Oh. Oh. I hope Pep Guardiola eats this one hard business.
Or no.
Hard business. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's a good point, except you'd have to get rid of the people because you just instituted an idea that requires thinking.
Right. So let's start with you. Okay. So Pep Guardiola.
4-0.
4-0.
I mean, Arsenal did do that yesterday against Swansea.
This was Everton versus Manchester City. And all I'm hearing from everybody is how great Manchester City is, and Manchester City this, and Manchester City that. Okay. In their first, I think it was 13 games or so, they've lost 4. Now in their last 8, they've lost 5.
They're falling quick.
They're falling apart.
And I'm okay with it.
And let me tell you something. What Pep Guardiola said after the win against Middlesbrough, or I believe it was Middlesbrough, some bad team they played a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't understand the rules of English football. He was being a dickhead to the reporter. Oh, I don't understand the rules. You have to explain them to me. And then this whole, like, behind the badge Pep Guardiola thing comes out where he's like, I don't want to be there till I'm 60 or 65. It takes such an emotional toll on me, all this. Shut the fuck up. I mean, shut the fuck up, okay? You're used to being in leagues with two horse leagues. That's what you're used to, okay?
And it took a toll on him back then, too.
Oh, good.
He took a leave of absence after with Barcelona.
My manager didn't. My manager never took a league of absence.
It's a fucking prick.
You know why? You know why? Because you got to be a prick to do that job. You got to be a prick to do that job. And Pep Guardiola is a prick, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? He's a real prick. All right? And you could tell he's got no respect for anybody. He had no respect for anybody. I mean, I think my manager has respect for the game. I don't even think this guy has respect for the game. And to tell me, to sit there and tell me, oh, you know, I signed this contract with Manchester City for 3 years, and I'll see if I'll finish out that contract and how I feel. What are you, a dickhead?
He said he's going to finish out the contract.
I bet he doesn't.
And maybe more.
Bet he doesn't.
This is probably the last team he's going to coach.
Oh,
that's
good.
Exactly what he said. You're trying to make it seem like he's about to leave tomorrow, which is not the case. That's not at all what he said.
He said
he doesn't want to be there until he's 65, which is completely okay when you're not eating, when you're so stressed out over the game because that's how much you care about your job.
Oh. Yeah, he really cares there. Lose 4-0 to Everton. Really, a lot of caring going on over there. Hey, Claudio Bravo, much better than Joe Hart. He said, see, you want to bring your Barcelona guys over? They can't play in this league. They can't play here. You can't play in the man's league. You can't. Okay? You want to go to Spain where it's essentially a two-horse race.
Not anymore.
Not this year.
Not this year.
Barcelona, their midfield sucks. And their back line is trash.
They won 5-0 yesterday, though.
I know. But would they play Celta Vigo or Los Palmas or somebody like
Las
that?
Las Palmas.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
Real Madrid is
on some other levels right now. Because, you know why? Because, again, it's not being far removed from the game. Whatever game you coach, it's not being far removed from the game. Zinedine Zidane only played, what, 8 years ago? 7 years ago?
Still relatively young, yeah.
I'm sure he's still out there kicking balls with the guys.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure he's going through it with them.
So does Klopp.
Yeah, Klopp definitely does. Klopp's older. I didn't realize how old Klopp was. Older. Klopp's like 53.
But he looks great.
Wow, he does look great. He does look great. And we're playing Liverpool right now, and I understand that.
I need a draw.
I don't. Well, Matip not playing, Coutinho not playing. And who's the other guy said wasn't playing? God damn it. Sturridge, not playing. So that's good for us. I'm recording it, of course. And if you call this station and ruin it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ruin your life.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I'm going to ruin you. And I will ruin your life. I will make up things about you, and people will believe me. I'll call cops. I'll do horrible things. I really will. So don't fuck with me. I really will do horrible things. 718-928-9732.
Unfortunately, Chelsea still winning.
Yeah,
and that was without Diego Costa.
Yeah, oh
my God.
Which
I don't understand what's going on there.
Well, apparently, Costa and Antonio Conte had a row.
Yeah.
And Conte said, go to China.
I know, I heard that.
And Diego Costa might go to China.
I mean,
he's talking.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
It is, but why would you waste your good years there? I mean...
Because I like money.
yeah, I know, Stugatz. For those of you that don't know, Stugatz may be the next. Mike and Mike might be breaking up.
That's the street.
It's a rumor that Mike and Mike might be breaking up. And as much as, yeah, I know, they're white bread and they're boring.
You talk so much shit about them all the time.
In the morning. But the morning, I understand what you're saying. Like, from 6 to 9, nobody really wants Stephen A. Smith. Or this. Or this. That's why we're not at 6 to 9 a.m.
No.
That's why when we did the 11 p.m., or, you know, we did 10 to 10:30, Ruben and I. I mean, that wasn't the best hour for sports news either.
It was a Friday night, too, wasn't it? Or Thursday?
I think it was Saturday.
I don't remember
what it was. We were drunk a lot of the time. But anywho, Diego Costa might leave. And that's
upsetting.
It is upsetting because he's talented. I hate him. I really hate him. He's a stone face.
But, you know.
He's an elephant. Diego Costa, the elephant man. The elephant man. The elephant man. Diego Costa, the elephant man. So that's a funny football chant. Hey, if you want to laugh. If you get high and you want to laugh and you like football, look up funny football chants. There are some really, 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 really funny ones on YouTube. But Diego Costa leaving would be bad for the Premier League.
Yeah, it would be bad for the Premier League.
And I know Conte would bring over an Italian. And no doubt. He'd bring over somebody from Juve, like a Mario Mandzukic sort of guy, maybe an Ada. But still, I wouldn't want him to leave because I like hating Diego Costa. And I hate him because he's so talented. I wouldn't hate him. Like, I hate Jamie Vardy because he's untalented. Jamie Vardy thrived in a bad year.
That's funny. Like, that's probably the only thing my brother and you agree upon.
Yeah. Jamie Vardy thrived in a bad year. And I was so hoping he was going to choose Arsenal. Oh, my God. I was praying that he was going to choose Arsenal so he could score 2 goals in 25 games for you. Oh, my God. He didn't. If you look at a system and say, hey, what guy doesn't fit into our system whatsoever, it would be Jamie Vardy. That would have been so great. But you went with the smart choice and you went with Granit Xhaka.
I love him.
But who doesn't play?
He played yesterday. He got shot on.
I saw. I watched the whole game yesterday. But, yeah, I hope Diego Costa doesn't leave. So let's get to the idiot that is Mike Francesa. So George Karl, who is another idiot. Yeah, what do you want?
$600,000 a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so who just went there? Chicharito didn't go there.
No.
Somebody else just went there and got like an insane amount of money that I was like, really? That person? Oh, another striker. Just look up who went to Shanghai.
So
George Karl, who wrote the tell-all book about Melo and all that and everybody, was on Mike Francesa last week. And Mike Francesa, the big fat bloviator, the douche that he is, was asking questions of George Karl as if he was Jerry Sloan, former Utah Jazz, Chicago Bulls head coach. And George Karl, the first question, like, played along with it. And then after the third or fourth question, he said, you know I'm not Jerry Sloan, right? And Mike Francesa started laughing. He was like, you got the gag. When clearly, Mike Francesa's heart should explode on the air. I mean, that would be a funny gag. If Mike Francesa's heart just exploded, Diet Coke juice all over the telestrator and the board there. Now that would be the best broadcast ever. I'd stand up and clap for Mike Francesa if his heart exploded on the air. That would be funny to me. Now, getting back to the point at hand, see if United beat Liverpool today.
Okay, so it's Oscar.
Oscar, wow, yeah. A guy that really doesn't deserve
$60 million
for Oscar. That's wild. That's wild stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. So I don't understand how some of these guys are going to go to China and do that. And also, I was watching something very interesting about the MLS, and I watched an interview with Thierry Henry Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And when they were talking about it, and that's the interview where Zlatan said he conquered England in 3 months, which he did, which he has. He's conquered England. He's done it. He just said, I go everywhere and I do, some guys, they want to take the easy way out. Yeah, I don't want to do that because I'm 35. I feel like I'm 22. Wow. And that's when he said, these critics that have been telling me I can't do it, I make them eat their balls. And that is such a great, great quote. I mean, if you don't like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I urge you, go to YouTube and look up Zlatan's greatest goals.
So right now, the Premier League's leading scorers are Diego Costa, Alexis Sanchez at 14,
yep.
And then Zlatan and Harry Kane at 13.
Yeah, Harry Kane is proving me wrong.
Yeah, he's been great.
Yesterday was, those were some goals that he scored yesterday. I'm always hesitant to call Harry Kane a superstar. And I'm still not going to yet because he's 22.
He's 22 and I...
And he's got years ahead of him, unless somebody poaches him away from Spurs. This is looking like a very good year for Harry Kane. But the Spurs' early struggles, that's going to cost them the title, I think. But if Chelsea loses next week, who do they play next week, Lynn? You're not looking. You're on your phone.
I am looking. I have the Premier League on.
Whatever.
I'm trying also to avoid your game.
Yeah, don't look at my game.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Don't look at my game. And also, we're going to do a segment from 11:59 to 12. We're going to read some funny Yelp reviews, okay? Of places we've gone to. So stay tuned in the next minute for that. Where Linda tells me who Chelsea's playing next
Hull
week.
Hull City. Hull
City did beat...
This is Chelsea.
I understand that. But they got a new manager. Hull City's got a new manager. All right, so let's start the Yelp reviews early. Linda, can you go to Yelp right now?
I can go to Yelp right now.
Well, we're going to do some funny Yelp reviews for you guys because some of them are really, they're too much.
We
should have prepped for this, probably. Go to Georgia Diner, Queens. And give me the best one-star review you can find, Linda. give me Buffalo Wild Wings on Queens Boulevard. We'll do that one too. Let's do a nice one-star review. It's got to be funny though, and I know it's hard to look it up very quickly.
Jesus!
But you got to do it. You got to do it, Linda.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk. So what I'm gonna say is today the Knicks play the Raptors. I believe we're in Toronto at 3 p.m. I think it's gonna be a good game. I think it's going to be close. One of two things that's going to happen. It's going to end up a really, really, really close game, or we're going to get blown out. And it's all about Derrick Rose. It all comes down to Derrick Rose tonight or today. And I want to see some grit and determination from him. And I saw it against the Bulls, but I also heard that he's looking for a max contract. Well, where do you think you're going to get that if you're disappearing, bro? I understand. You want time with your family. I understand that, man. I do. I get it. I mean, I want time away from my family. Like the next 40 years. But what I'm saying to you is you gotta show up. You gotta show out too. So big game against the Raptors today. We got about 40 seconds left. Linda, do you have a very funny one-star Yelp review?
Because you didn't tell me what this was.
Okay. We don't have any funny ones. We're gonna tease you with this for this week. I'm gonna come back next week with the funniest one-star Yelp reviews possible. So we got 30 seconds left. I just wanna say once again to the Giants fans out there listening, I'm glad this happened to you. It couldn't have happened to a bigger bunch of morons, a bunch of blowhards, a bunch of assholes. And hopefully, maybe next year, maybe Rex Ryan becomes your defensive coordinator. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be the giggles? Because Tom Coughlin's over there in Jacksonville laughing. He's not cold anymore. He's not going to be frozen snowman Tom Coughlin. He's going to be Bahama Tom. Bahama Tama.